There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. We are live and on location, actually in Clearwater, Minnesota at this very moment, because we are on the Twins Fun Bus with What's On Your Mind, faithful group of listeners that are headed down to watch the Minnesota Twins take on the Texas Rangers, 12:10 this afternoon. Todd did not make the trip. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody had to be behind the microphone in case something goes completely haywire here. So far, so good, though, right, John? We're doing okay?
Yeah, doing fine so far.
Yeah, not bad. So we're going to chat with Norm Coleman, former senator from Minnesota, a little bit about this Iran deal. He's done some great analysis. If you're not a friend of Norm's on Facebook, check it out. He's got a series going of some things that have really made me think a little bit about this whole Iran deal. And we're looking forward to chatting with him about that. We'll do that in a little bit. We did invite Senator Byron Dorgan to join him and give the opposing view on this. It didn't work for Senator Dorgan's schedule, but he has agreed to come on with us in the next couple of days and give a different viewpoint than I could find. I haven't had anybody call the program and say, boy, that Iran deal is the best thing ever. Sign me up. But there are some that are supporting it, and we're watching it very closely. So we're also going to chat with Rick Santorum later this hour, the first in our series of conversations with candidates for the presidency. And Rick Santorum was the man that won North Dakota last go-round. Won Minnesota, won South Dakota all in one day, as a matter of fact. Won Iowa, too, by golly. So, obviously, pick of the Heartlanders against Mitt Romney at the time. So, we're going to chat with him a little today about this race and how it's different. And also welcome your questions for both Norm Coleman and Rick Santorum today on the program. As I mentioned, we're brought to you by the Coalition for Secure Energy Future. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, folks, are things really heating up right now with the EPA and its assault on the coal industry. We really need coal as a part of an all-of-the-above energy solution. And there's some people that just don't want coal in that mix, don't want lignite there. We need that for affordable energy, for reliable energy. It's extremely important. So find out more. Join the coalition online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Power you can depend on. Without any further ado, our good friend, Senator Norm Coleman. Hey, Senator, nice to have you back. How are you?
Nice to be with you, and you're heading to a Twins game. The Twins sanitized the Texas Rangers last night with Miguel.
They did.
Huge blast. Yeah. I'm in town, and I couldn't get to the game, so I was watching it on the tube. But it was and Hicks, I got to tell you, I'm a real champion of this kid. You know, he had a tough time hitting the ball when he first came up last year, and now he's smacking him. I think he went with 4 for 5 or something yesterday, and hitting close to 300. So a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. Hopefully, you'll have a great time.
You know, I don't know if anybody's ever made this connection before, but I know how hard you work to get XL Energy Center built in downtown St. Paul. I saw it firsthand, and they still call it the House of Norm built down there. But that raised the bar for sports facilities in Minnesota, and obviously Target Field came after, and now the Vikes have the new stadium. The Gophers are obviously upgraded with TCF as well, and it's fun going to games in the Twin Cities, isn't it?
Fabulous. And, you know, the great thing about the XL is I dropped the puck opening night. That was 15 years ago. I mean, it's amazing how time flies, Scott. It was 15 years ago. And people may forget that we actually had a deal. I had a signed contract with Glenn Taylor, Bob Nagle, buying the Minnesota Twins from Carl Pohlad, with the only little piece that wasn't taking place was we had to get the ballpark built in St. Paul. There was a half-cent sales tax on the ballot, and the critics of that, you know, said, well, I just done the hockey deal, and the arena wasn't built. And they said, oh, it's going to be a big drain on the taxpayers. A terrible thing, don't do it. And so we lost that battle. Otherwise, that ballpark would have been on the Harriet Island, right on the west side of St. Paul, there, right on the riverside. And you could have hit like in San Francisco, where you can kind of hit the home runs into the bay. You could have hit him into the Mississippi River. Once the arena got built, people saw that, in fact, it was a stabilizer for the downtown region. It provided a lot of economic activity in and around that area, and really transformed the downtown of St. Paul. It's a transformational you know, part of a overall piece. The other part, Scott, was not raising taxes for 8 years. You know, cutting three quarters of licenses to do business. You know, I mean, whatever. You know, the whole range of things that you got to do to grow jobs. But we did it, and that was a piece of it. I've always, and not everyone, not all my conservative friends agree with me on this, but I'm very, very proud of that effort, of what we did, and I think it's had a tremendous impact both on the city and on the region, and so I great sense of pride.
Totally forgotten about that effort for downtown St. Paul. Wouldn't that have not been something? Wow,
been
incredible deal.
Well, bring another, would have been a couple million people, 3 million people downtown St. Paul would have, on the Mississippi River, but... you know, no, you can't look back. The Twins are a lot of fun. I'm a fan. I must, you know, confess to that. And so you'll have a great. As the world's going to heck in a handbasket, you'll have a great time today.
Exactly. You know, with everything happening in this world, we need a little Twins baseball to take our mind off of the craziness. And I you know, of all the things that are important right now, I don't know. I can't think of one more important than this deal with Iran. And really. I really am begging for folks to pay attention to what's going on here and really get drilled down on the details, which you have done, and I appreciate. But let's start there. Just for, you know, Joe, average citizen sitting in, you know, South St. Paul or, you know, Bismarck, North Dakota or Fargo, whatever, just, you know, regular good old Midwestern folks, what do they need to know about this deal?
So let me, you know, here's what the administration has done, and they have got a deal with Iran. And I'll give you, you know, their basic argument is, that Iran is close to breaking out with a nuclear weapon. We haven't, our sanctions haven't done enough to get them to stop doing that. And this will at least forestall them for, you know, for 10 years, from having a nuclear weapon. That's the basic argument. We got a 10-year period here. And I think the president firmly believes, in this 10-year period, Iran will kind of join the community of nations, that they'll be a much more responsible international citizen. By giving this opportunity. But, and by the way, here's what we give them, and we give them a lot. We give them about $150 billion they're going to get of Iranian assets that have been frozen. In 5 years, the sanctions regarding conventional weapons are off, and Iran will be a full-time buyer and seller in the conventional weapons space. In 8 years, any of the sanctions on ballistic missile technology are off. They will be able to go full blast with these probably trillions at this point in terms of money flowing into their economy. And then in 10 to 15 years, there will be no doubt they'll have a nuclear weapon. They're on a path to nuclear weapon, and the breakout is at that point immediate. So, you know, that's the belief is somehow Iran will join the community of nations. The reality, though, it's a naive kind of reflection of who you're dealing with. We have a commercial running, probably North Dakota, put together originally by a vets group, and it's a Iraqi veteran who had his face blown just about in half from an Iranian IED. They are, by the State Department, U.S. State Department's assertion, the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis in Yemen. This is a despotic regime that is fomenting terror throughout the world. As responsible, this Iraqi veteran talks about he was hit by an Iranian IED. The head of the Quds Force, General Soleimani, is responsible directly for the deaths of over 500 American boys and men and women. And so we're giving them billions. There is no limitations, and they've said they're going to keep doing what they're doing. So we're going to be pouring billions into an Iranian regime that is fomenting terror around the world. What does that mean for Israel? What does that mean if Hamas has billions more, if Hezbollah has billions more? The ballistic missiles, they don't need ballistic missiles at Tel Aviv, but you know, maybe the United States, so we put our kids at risk. And they're going to be economically strong and have a nuclear weapon. And so it's a kind of naive view that somehow this is Switzerland that will be going to a community of nations and ignoring who they are. That's what this veteran, this TV ad says. He says, they blew me up. They blew the legs off my gun, a total devastation. That's who we're dealing with. And the folks who are making the decision here, the men and women in the House and the Senate, they have to reflect on that. I don't think there's a more important public issue that I've worked on in my career than ensuring that Iran doesn't get a nuclear weapon. And, Scott, if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, have no doubt that the Saudis are not going to be in that region with their enemies, the Iranians, having a nuclear effort, not having one. And the Egyptians are not going to be, you know, sitting there with Iran having a nuclear weapon and them having one. So instead of this being a path to non-proliferation, it is almost and assuredly a path to extended proliferation. And if you think my kids are going to be safer in a world in which the entire Middle East is filled with nuclear weapons, then you got to be smoking something. And so, you know, that's the challenge here. I think a belief on the part of the administration, I think heartfelt, that somehow we can bring Iran into the community of nations by this deal. Yeah, we didn't get anything. We didn't get them to commit to stop terrorism. We didn't get them back the four Americans hostages. They threw in at the last minute getting rid of the arms embargo, the ballistic missile embargo. But there's a belief that somehow if we do this, that they're gonna change their ways. They don't know the supreme leader. They're ignoring what Iran has done and says they'll continue to do.
And the
results, I think, could be very disastrous. So, challenging in order to stop this deal, Congress will vote on it.
I want to talk about that when we come back. Just hold tight if you would.
Norm,
we're up against a hard break, but we're going to talk about we're going to talk about the what folks should do about it and how it can be stopped when we come back with Norm Coleman. More of our conversation. What's on your mind, folks? Let us know.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with four techs. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
When we head out of town, even if it's in a bus, we fill up at PetroServe USA because they're the good folks that help connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields and give you choice at the pump. E15, have you tried that lately? You have a flex fuel vehicle, you can do E15, save even a little more. PetroServe USA locations have it all the way up to E85. PetroServe USA under the red, white, and blue better banner, helping America fuel better. And remember, you get the 4 for 4 deal, too. Four items hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink and two cookies, four items for $4. We're making our way to the Twins game, 12-10 game today against the Texas Rangers, and the fun bus is on the way. Chat with Norm Coleman today, now the American Action Network, of course, longtime public servant from Minnesota, about the Iran deal. And Steve from Fargo, who's on the bus with us here, has a question for you, Senator.
Great.
Hey, Norm, how are you? How are
Pretty
you this
good,
morning?
Steve.
Yeah, it's kind of a softball, but get back to the knowledge of history. And, you know, Neville Chamberlain and Joe Kennedy were over visiting a person that had technically been elected but turned himself into a tyrant dictator named Adolf Hitler. And they came back with a document quoting Peace in Our Time. And I think the similarities to this document that Kerry and others have negotiated is scarily similar. I mean, country that has been known to cheat on virtually every agreement they've ever signed, they truly think that they have something that can protect Israel and the United States from a nuclear power, soon to be nuclear power. They're insane, are they not?
I think there is a, you know, on the perception on the part of some that if we're just nice to folks, they'll be nice to us, no matter what the history is, no matter what their character is. An interesting analogy, Steve, would be the North Korea deal that President Clinton signed with them, and I think with the fervent hope that inspections would solve the problem, they wouldn't have a weapon. And in fact, I've seen a kind of a comparison line by line. We have the Clinton line and the Obama line, each saying the same thing. We now know North Korea's got lots of nuclear weapons. Iran's got lots of nuclear weapons. You know? And the thing about cheating, but you really got to know who you're dealing with. That's really your point. You're dealing with Hitler. You got to know that. You can't be blind. Okay, now you're dealing with Khomeini, with the Ayatollah, supreme leader. You got to know that. You know, I mentioned to Scott, we were chatting earlier about Qasem Soleimani, who's the head of the Iranian Quds Force. That's their kind of special forces that were responsible for the death of many Americans. So he is John Kerry, in his testimony before Congress, was asked about releasing him from sanctions, and Kerry said he will not be released from sanctions. We're going to make sure of that. Well, now we find out that he's flown to Russia to negotiate some arms deal in violation of sanctions, and of course we complain. But the point is, it's who we're dealing with, you know. So chip away here, chip away there. We don't respond. The international community doesn't respond. So you got to know what's going to happen. You got to. This is about you know. Scott has a common sense club. I'm just asking folks and members of Congress, use your common sense. Use your common sense. Understand the history. Understand who you're dealing with. Understand the impact of giving them tens of billions of dollars, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, to continue to foment terror in the region. There's no limitation, prohibition. We did nothing to say, okay, we're going to do all this, but you agree to stop terrorism. If you don't, we're going to come back full force with sanction and military action if need be. Nothing. Silent, so they're able to do what they've been doing and will continue to do. And so I hope that folks just kind of use their good common sense. I hope Heidi Heitkamp does that. Uses her good common sense, a good North Dakota common sense, which she has, by the way, demonstrated. I've given her credit for you know, taking on the administration on occasion, you know, marching to her own drummer. But this is about common sense. You're right. History tells us what happens when you deal with tyrants and thugs and monsters, what they do. And so at least be smart, you know, hem them in, make sure they can't continue to do what they're doing, you know, insist on any time, any place inspections rather than telling you when the inspections are, having 24 days to comply. And by the way, in telling us that no American or Canadian inspectors can even be part of the deal. Oh, yes, and by the way, we'll collect the samples and we'll give them to you. So common sense, you're right.
Yeah, how do you trust these guys? I'm going to piggyback, Steve, on your question because you know, how do you trust these folks, given the history and what it looks like? Now, Byron Dorgan has come out with an op-ed calling this whole debate over Iran ugly, and also urging, obviously, for its approval. So that will be some serious pressure on Senator Heidi Heitkamp as well, I'm sure. He says most of the nuclear non-proliferation experts he respects agree that the deal will block all pathways to a nuclear weapon for Iran. This deal would block all pathways to a nuclear weapon for Iran. What do you say to that?
I think he doesn't tell you for how long. So it might, and I don't think all experts, because in fact there are a number of experts who have a very differing opinion. But if I were to buy Byron's argument, that in 10 that it blocks path. He doesn't tell you for 10 years. Okay, and then they have a free path. And then they have their, then they got the weapon. And so, Scott, 10 years in the life of a nation is a blink of the eye. When I was mayor of St. Paul, I rejected the AFSCME contract. Everyone around me said, don't do it. It's not your problem. 15 years, you know, that's my budget director came in and said, in 15 years, the city's going to be bankrupt, $200 million unfunded liability. I remember my son Jake was 8 at the time, and I thought 8 years, and any parent will tell you this, was a blink of the eye. 15 would be 2 blinks. This is 10 years. So what he doesn't tell you is it blocks it for 10 years. But he doesn't tell you that. But it's not just about the nuclear weapons, Scott. It's about $150 billion in funding for that can support terrorism. It's what's going to happen between now and 15 years in the region with Iran having that money. It's taking off the sanctions on conventional weapons, so they're going to be up to the neck in conventional weapons. Doesn't tell you about the ballistic missile technology sanctions off in 8 years. So the nuclear piece is part of it. It's a critical part. But, yeah, and so maybe 10 years, a blink of the eye, and then ignore everything else. And, by the way, in terms of being ugly, I have to say this, that there's been a respectful debate, I think. You know, you may get some folks on the edge. The guy who's made it the most partisan has been the president. And it saddens me. In American University, he gave a speech the other day and said that those who oppose this are either ignorant or they're liars. That was literally the word ignorant, and then liars saying they're misleading people. So Chuck Schumer is ignorant and a liar, the next Democrat leader in the Senate, and Elliot Engel, the chair, the ranking member of the House Foreign Relations Committee in the House, is ignorant.
No, very good point.
This should not be a partisan issue. I would agree with my friend, Byron Durkin, that this should not be a partisan issue, but go back to your president, to our president, but go back to the leader of your party and say, please, you know, change the tone, change the dial. You can't be calling everyone who was opposed to you somehow ignorant and falsifying a liar. That's not good for the public discourse, and it doesn't have to be. Let's debate this on the facts. I'm giving you, so
all right,
I gave him 10 years. Even that at 10 years is not good enough.
I only have a minute left. What should folks do?
Well, I think at this point they got to call the members. So you got to call Heidi Heitkamp and just implore to use her good common sense to understand the impact this has. Call your senators, call your members, your members of Congress. That's what you got to do. That's whose hands it is in right now. You need 13, 14 Democrats in the Senate to oppose this, and 45 in the House. And so you've got a North Dakota senator who's, again, I she's shown an independent streak, and I hope that she uses her good common sense on this issue to do the right thing and not let this very bad deal go through. Bad for not just Israel, our ally, not just for, but for us and for our kids. A bad deal.
All right, Senator, thanks so much. Appreciate your time. Good to hear from you. Take care. Senator Norm Coleman knows this issue back and forth. Check him out at Facebook online if you want to follow it as well. More coming up.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to valleyimports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, valleyimports.com. Valleyimports.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We're heading on down the road. Matter of fact, having a grand old time. Heading for the Twin Cities. Where are we at now? Camping World. Camping World. That's like by, I've seen it before. I know. I can't think of it. What is it?
Rogers.
Yeah, okay. Cabela's is right here as well. Yeah, that little exit there right from Rogers. Exactly. Great fun. Manny, just keep trying Senator Santorum. He's in Iowa and probably a little on the busy end. So you can... I'll text him, too. Just tell him. We're waiting for him, for crying out loud. Don't make the good listeners of What's On Your Mind wait. We can't have it. Anyway, we are heading for the Twin Cities. Twins Fun Bus today. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. A comment earlier from somebody in that Jamestown situation I wanted to get to as well, that sent you a note, as I recall. Do you still have that in front of you, Todd? Was that a text or an email from Jamestown that had a theory on the dogs that were shot? You know what I'm talking about? Exactly.
Oh, I happen to be an avid gun enthusiast shooter. That was like an hour ago. Holy cow, I can't remember that far back. I know for a fact that the guns are extremely loud. How nobody heard the gunshots and the dogs were shot. Well, it may be because it was in a rural area, and maybe you just hear enough gunshots in a given period of time where you just don't really think that much of it. I mean, obviously, if it's inner city, that might be a different story. But if it's out in a rural area, I don't think most people hearing shots in a rural area, I don't know. Do you think they really all of a sudden just stop in their tracks and go, oh, my God, we have to check that out or something like that?
Rural area, no. City, yes.
Right, exactly.
Good answer, yeah.
Exactly.
Precisely.
So there, but that was the comment there. I mean, it's a good point, but I don't know. I just, yeah, being in a rural area and hearing a gunshot, I don't know.
Thanks for the comments on the Iran deal, too. I don't know about you, but I really feel guilty of not spending enough time, myself personally, not even on the air on the show, of really drilling into the details on this. I mean, I don't like it. I know it's bad. I've heard enough from people I respect to say I don't like it. But, I mean, I want to know it backwards and forwards because this is important. You know, I think Norm's comment about, you know, your 10 years, ask any parent how quick 10 years goes, right? Don't blink. And if we take one part of this deal and say, oh, they won't have a nuke for 10 years, we're pretty sure of that. Oh, big deal. If they take a bunch of money in the meantime and what they do, and that's if you trust them that they aren't actually doing anything towards a nuke. That can't really be trusted either, so that's a big issue. By the way, we are brought to you in part today on the program we call What's On Your Mind. by our friends at Polar Service Center. $15 million in inventory is what they have. So if you're pulling a tank trailer and you need a part for it, there is only one place in North Dakota that gets it done like they do, and that is Polar Service Center. They build them. They fix them. They weld them. I mean, if you've got to push sand off the trailer, they got a blower for it. If you pump and crew, they got a pump for it. If you need to push water or vacuum onto the trailer, they got a pump for that and a hose to carry it through. They do collision repair with a full fab shop, their Billings location as well. They're at Kildare now, soon in Williston, Polar Service Center. If you need a tank wash, $100 off if you tell them that crazy Scott guy sent me in here. I want $100 off my tank wash at Polar Service Center. Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Kildare, or north side of I-90 Billings. Stop and see him. Give him a call. Josh here will be happy to deliver you whatever you need. Polar Service Center, out of that $15 million in parts inventory. They have great delivery out of their Kildare location to wherever you are. All right. Well, we're waiting for Senator Santorum. Let's see here. I did send him a note just letting him know that you'd be calling Manny. Mike in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Just wanted to call a little bit about your some comments yesterday about this video that they took over in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And on your channel, you have a guy that comes on at the end of the afternoon, and I think it's Trent Luce.
Yes, he's on. Not all the stations were on, but he's on 550 K-Fire for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. And he has some excellent thoughts about that type of thing occurring, and the animal rights people trying to harm all kinds of farm activity with animals and those types of things.
He's a great resource. You're absolutely right. And as I said, there's warnings out for these folks that they're coming in there to play gotcha. And they have an agenda. They do. Just like environmental activists, there are animal activists. And their motives are not pure. Right?
That's true.
It is, I mean,
yep.
First of all, mistreating an animal is horrible, awful, dumb, stupid, and idiotic. I'm not in any way, shape, or form trying to defend that. A lot of these folks, they think mistreating an animal means when it's on your plate, for crying out loud.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's a good point.
So there's no pleasing them.
One of the things that he talks about on the show, he had some other people here about 2 weeks ago. And he said, you know, these people that take these videos, how long did they wait before they made that public? And if they observed it, they should have reported it immediately and not held on to the tape or whatever. Yeah. So that's kind of a thing. And I don't know how long these people did it or what the video is about. I'm not in favor of animal cruelty, but, you know, they're trying to harm hunters, farmers, ranchers.
No, you're absolutely right. And I tell you what, good idea. We'll get Trent Luce on the show here again soon. He's great, and appreciate his good work on it as well. I want to know more about the Laverne situation, but I am suspicious. Appreciate the call. Thanks for calling the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Ron and Kildare, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to my ex-Senator Coleman on the nuclear deal, and I've been following this a little bit, and I've yet to find out exactly how they want the deal changed. What are you going to ask for, and how are you going to get it?
Well, I think it's the deal or no deal, isn't it? I mean, I don't think you have a choice of saying, hey, we'll do it, but only if this. I think the negotiation's done. I don't know. Let me ask our next guest here. Hang on a sec, we'll find out, because there's another fellow that knows his foreign policy without question. And the first in our series of conversations with the presidential candidates, we start with this man because, number one, he respected North Dakota enough to campaign at both ends of the state last go-around. He won North Dakota, along with South Dakota and Minnesota and Iowa. So he's a Heartlander favorite, our friend Senator Rick Santorum, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Senator.
How you doing, Scott? It's so great to be back with you, and it's great to be talking to the folks in North Dakota. I mean, that's very, very soft place in my heart for the people up there in North Dakota. I look forward to coming back and campaigning there soon.
We do as well. So Ron and Kildare is on the phone, and he's not far from where you were in Tioga and Williston, up at the end of the state. And he said he's been following this Iran deal quite closely and has a question about it, and that's whether or not it can be improved. Right, Ron? What's your question for Rick?
Yeah, my question would be specifically, what are you asking for from the Iranians, and how are you going to get it?
Well, what I would ask for, or what this deal asked for?
What you would ask for, sir.
Okay, yeah. What I believe we need to do is to go is to basically dictate terms to the Iranians, and that is that they need to open up all of their facilities, military, civilian, to immediate and instantaneous inspections, that the UN as well as U.S. inspectors, and that they dismantle all of their nuclear capability, and same thing with their ballistic missile capability. So we would have them comply with the ABM treaty, comply with the nuclear treaties, and require immediate open inspections for all of their sites. Period. That's what I would ask for. And I would say that if they don't do that, then we will begin to take action beginning with sanctions, but frankly, amping it up from there. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, I'm even a little bit older than you are. I was in the service during the Vietnam era, and it sounds to me an awful lot like war. You know, it sounds to me like you guys are getting ready to go to war, which I don't mind. Don't misunderstand me. I come from a military family. I'm not saying that we shouldn't go to war. What I'm saying is, number one, if we do go to war, let's have a really, really good reason to go to war. And number two, as far as I'm concerned, everybody goes, everybody fights.
All right, Ron, appreciate the call. Anything else you want to respond to on that?
Senator? Yeah, I would say that we are on a path to war right now with Iran, because Iran's going to, and we're going to be in a much worse situation, because Iran is on the pathway to a nuclear weapon. Is there's no question. The reason everybody wants that to keep Iran from getting a nuclear weapon is because there's a greater fear that Iran will use a nuclear weapon there than any other country in the world. Why? Because they're a radical theocracy who is focused on bringing about the end of the world. That's their whole ideology. It's all about this return of this 12th Imam or the Mahdi. That is about bringing about the end of time. So you have an apocalyptic theocracy in charge of Iran right now that we're going to give them the ability to bring about their apocalypse. And it's one of the reasons that you're seeing Democrats and Republicans for 25 years be concerned about a nuclear Iran, because they're different than any other country in the world that's ever attempted to get a nuclear weapon. And so you can say, and I'm not arguing with you, that when you dictate terms like I've just suggested, that it's going to be a very, very tough thing to get accomplished without ramping up both sanctions as well as a whole host of covert and other types of operations to make things very, very unpleasant for the Iranians. But here's what I do know, that Iran came to the table because they were suffering badly under the existing sanctions. And there was a lot of unrest within their country. Remember, just in 2009, there was a revolution that was taking place, which had we sided with the revolutionaries of the Green Revolution, we might have gotten rid of this theocracy. So I don't think it necessarily means war. What I do believe means war is giving Iran a nuclear weapon, because I think there's no question at that point that we're going to be engaged. Israel will have to do something to stop them from getting that nuclear weapon. And if they do get a nuclear weapon, we're going to be engaged in a war that no one wants.
Ron, appreciate the call. Ron and Kildare calling on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. More of our conversation with Senator Rick Santorum. First in our series of conversations with the presidential candidates is the Talk Radio Town Hall. So if you have a question or comment, certainly welcome them. We have a listener who wants Senator Santorum's take on Donald Trump. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go away.
Graham, that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, four items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for five. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder or crunch, 99 cents. Sour punch candy, 59 cents. Giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or 2 for $10. And PetroServe USA work gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji. From Wahpeton to Grafton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
You see the story about that pillow fight that MyPillow put on? Largest pillow fight like in history. I don't know if they're in the world record now or not, but tell you what, somebody tries to steal my pillow and there'd be a pillow fight, all right, for sure, because I sleep like a baby with that thing. And, you know, the most important thing to your health is your sleep. And the most important thing to improving your sleep is MyPillow. We have a great relationship with these folks, and they're great supporters of this program, and we honor them by getting a great deal, 2-for-1 deal, 800-506-9028, the toll-free telephone number, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for a great deal. Senator Rick Santorum with us in our chat with the candidate town hall today on the program, first in a series we're going to do with all of the presidential candidates. Senator Santorum, bring us into your strategy a little bit on how you're going to take your message and maybe how your message is a little different this time and get across the finish line to actually have that nomination this go-around instead of being the runner-up like last go-around?
Well, I mean, the message is really geared on trying to get people back to work who have been left behind by the economy of the last 15 or 20 years. And it's a combination of energy and manufacturing. I mean, we have to really, put the pedal to the metal on our energy production, keeping our energy prices at a strong, stable, affordable level to drive manufacturing in this country. And if we can get manufacturing employment, we're in Pennsylvania. We have the Marcellus Shale, and obviously you've got the Bakken there. We got to find uses for our products. I mean, we got a demand problem here, and you're obviously seeing that with oil prices right now. And to change that, you get the manufacturing economy of this country going, you'll increase demand dramatically. You start making things again in America. We had 20 million people employed in manufacturing 30 years ago. We have now 11 million people, and it's dropping like a rock. We can turn that around because we now have good, strong, affordable energy prices for manufacturing, which is a great competitive advantage for us vis-a-vis the rest of the world. Plus, we have the intellectual property. We have the access to market. We have all these good things. But we have a very uncompetitive tax system. We have a very uncompetitive regulatory environment. We have a very uncompetitive trade environment. And I've put together a comprehensive package that's going to deal with all of those things oriented toward making manufacturing king again in America. And so I'm excited. I'm really excited that we have a positive, hopeful, uplifting plan to help the American worker who's been struggling the most, has seen their wages flatline for 20 years. And then I throw on top of that, we're going to do immigration control. We're not going to be the party of, open borders or amnesty, but a party that says we're going to look out for the interests of American workers. We're going to reduce the amount of legal immigration in this country by 25%. We're going to secure our borders. We're going to enforce our visa programs and E-Verify. And we're going to make sure the American worker has a chance to see their wages go up.
All right. I have Hannah in Bismarck that has a email question, and Rod and Minot on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here. So we have just 2 minutes left. Let's do this as quick as we can, questions and answers. Rod, Minot, your question for the senator. Go.
Senator, I understand that I had heard in the Iran deal, is it true that verbiage is in there that says, if Iran goes to war with Israel, that we have to be on their side? And if that's true, how could that have ever got past the U.N. Security Board?
It does not, to my knowledge, it does not say that. And what it says is that we will give them the technology to defeat an Israeli attack on their cyber attack on that. The way the Israelis have helped contain the Iranian nuclear program to date is through computer viruses that have slowed down the research and development of their nuclear technology. And what we agreed to do was to give them the antidote to those computer viruses. So it's not a military attack we're defending from Israel that we've promised to defend, but we promised to defend Iran from a cyber attack from Israel.
Wow, that still seems beyond the pale to me. Rod, appreciate the call.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Hannah in Bismarck says, please ask Rick Santorum his opinion of Donald Trump and what he's brought to this presidential race.
I think Donald Trump has brought a flair and a resonated with people who are angry with the political class in Washington, D.C., and thinks that no one is out there, as I mentioned earlier, out there fighting for the average person in America, the hardworking people that are not doing well and not rising in this country. And
has he faced some of the political establishment opposition that you did in previous go-arounds?
He's certainly facing it right now. The question is, over the long term, how are you going to survive it? And he's going to continue to get beaten up. And it's how well you're able to handle those things and whether you can respond with positive policy proposals that are going to make people take you seriously. And we'll wait and see whether he can do that or not. We're running a very policy heavy campaign, and we're painting a policy, a positive vision. And we're saying, I'm the guy that can get it done. I mean, I have the only record in this field
of someone who's actually accomplished a lot of major things in Washington, D.C., and I've been gone long enough to get the stink off me and have enough experience to be able to go there and get things done.
Senator, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking a few minutes away from those all-important Iowans on this busy day, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
Thanks so much, Scott. God bless. Bye-bye now.
God bless you. Senator Rick Santorum checking in from the campaign trail. North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Iowa's pick in the 2008 race. That's why we started with him first on our conversation with the candidates' town halls. Who do you want next? Let us know. Send me an email, scott@flagfamily.com. scott@flagfamily.com. And by the way, I can see Target Field. So what timing for the show to end? We'll give you the full report tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. We made it. Go Twins. God bless you.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come speak for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.